Sundays, 5 till 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 till 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brooke Chanter. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The Breakdown.
This is Dan Mangan. The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Trusted, buried deep. start to this week's breakdown.
If a slightly chaotic one. good afternoon, everybody.
It's good to hear you, John.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you for stepping into the breach this weekend. Steve is in Stockholm.
He is. Apparently. He's being a European jet setter again.
He's doing that thing, but we have 2 hours. Well, I've got about 4 hours myself of music to play. I'm sure you've got the same. Started off, did you recognise that voice?
I did, but only because you told me. It's very alt. Jay.
It's very old Jay. That's Joe Newman's solo project, J. Jerome 87, whose debut album is out on 26th of June. It's going to be called The Canyon. And I've got a friend of the show, Isabella, to thank for that. Sent that through this morning. It's the second single from the album. It's called Mr. Alligator. And I thought that would make a fine starting song today. We're going to have an album of the week this week by Ice Age.
Recommended that to you last night.
We are. There's also Boards of Canada, Marshall, The Martial Arts, Guided by Voices, new album, brand new Patrick Wolfe, Kim Petras, Chanel Beads, Joanne Warwick, plenty of stuff. John, give us a taster.
Paul McCartney, Kurt Vile. And I will check my notes while the next song is on, because I have a lot. But yeah, there was a lot of albums out last. Like, oh, I've got a track by Hue and Cry, if you remember them.
I do.
Way back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, they've made a comeback.
Okay, so we're going to play a song that we both brought next, and it features on backing vocals that last dinner party, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
Lucia and the Best Boys. Tell me some more about Big Mo Romance, John.
Well, did you see them at Get Together?
Didn't, no.
I caught the last song, which happened to be a cover version of the Blue Nile's Downtown Lights.
Okay.
And it was absolutely brilliant, and I was kicking myself that I didn't get there a bit beforehand. But yeah, this is, bear with me while I find my notes, second album Picking Petals will be released on 31st of July, and as Joel said, this track Big Romance, they've teamed up with Abigail Morris of Last Dinner Party, who provides guest vocals.
We'll do this. I'm going to do something from one of the album weeks from last week. You heard something from Future Islands, monster 20 track album.
Yes.
It's a good one.
Oh, the time that we spent, now a distant memory. Don't know how to fill the vacancy in my head. I would pour my heart into you, big romance. Yeah, I put my world in the palm of your hands. Now I do believe in a second chance. Won't you come back? 'Cause I never wanted you to.
Yeah.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. Sheffield Live.
I cross my heart to say you never get to choose, and how hard it was today just to muse and slip out of the flow, the patterns and the news. Try not to fear or speak or repeat, how are you? The death of me is but a play, and we're actors in a way. We're actors every day, but it's true. And I knew you wanted to dance with me, I'll dance with you. All that's temporary, all we said we'd do. Just dance with me, I'll dance for you.
So that was Future Islands there with Days. Their album is 20 tracks long, which came out last week. It's called From a Hole in the Floor to a Fountain of Youth. And it's such a strong album all the way through. I think it's a compilation of tracks that they've had in the bank over the last 10 years. Really, really good record. Didn't expect to have listened to it twice in full this week, but I did, and that's the world we're in. It was Lucia and the Best Boys before that with their, kind of team up. No, it's not a team up, is it? It's just on backing vocals. You got one of Last Dinner Party.
Yes.
Was it just one?
Yes, lead singer, I believe. But she's not credited on the song.
Big Romance, the name of the track. Now, yesterday, We had a bit of a breakdown kind of outing, didn't we?
We did, actually.
To the cinema, to the back rooms, because there was me, you, Pete and Jen, and Matt, who's never been on the show before. But you, on our way back after the film, said that you would predict this would be the album of the week.
I did, yes. I listened to it and I thought, that's got Joel written all over it.
It's a very, very good record. It's Ice Age, fifth or sixth record by them?
Sixth, I believe.
Yep, sixth. Tell us some more, John, about For Love of Grace and... the hereafter.
Certainly. All I've got is that they returned yesterday with their sixth album, For Love of Grace and the Hereafter, and it's been met with a swathe of positive reviews. A certain website called Music OMH, which is well worth checking out, I would say, in a very unbiased manner, gave it 5 stars. I didn't review it. Someone else gave it 5 stars.
5 stars?
And this track, which I chose, and I described it as The Cure meets jerky post-punk indie rock. You described it as Baby Shark.
Yeah.
Which I think both suits it.
I think they both apply.
Yeah. It's a track called Match Head Girl. We'll play another one in the second part of the show.
Yeah, we'll double it with something else from an album out yesterday. I'm just looking for your thing there. Go on, let's do that Paul McCartney one afterwards.
Yeah.
Let's do that. All right.
Give him some publicity.
This is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Enough for you. I try my best. Right now, although I leave it up to you, I'm gonna get it off my chest. I love you more than I ever did before. The feeling grows and grows. Let's carry on making ripples in the pond, and we'll see how far it goes.
That's Paul McCartney, in the 83 now?
He is 83 years old.
83, and the boys of Dungeon Lane came out yesterday. I don't even, can't even guess how many solo albums he's had.
That is his 20th.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think that's if you don't count Wings, the band, yeah. Only the band the Beatles could have been, in the words of Alan Partridge.
Okay.
But he's worked with, he recorded it with Andrew Watt, who's also worked with the Rolling Stones and Iggy Pop, and could be called the Pretty Old Man Whisperer. But it's I've been listening to it all week, well, since Friday, and it's definitely one of the best things he's done in years. It's really, really good album.
Ripples in a Pond, the name of the track there. What did we have before? It was Ice Age, wasn't it?
We did.
With
their version of the Baby Shark.
A very catchy track, Match Head Girl, from the album For Love of Grace and Hereafter, which is album of the week this week on The Breakdown. There's more albums out, though. I don't know if we mentioned the Book Club earlier, but they're either their fifth or seventh record, John?
I think it's their seventh.
I think it's their fifth. I'm going to have a look at this in a moment.
Yeah.
It's called Every Single Muscle, and has a wonderfully titled track on it called Miss My Uncle Warren Drives a Passat. So we'll play that. And then something else short before the first Treble 7 of the day.
My Uncle Warren drives a Passat.
He drives a Passat.
My Uncle Warren drives a Passat.
He drives a Passat.
My second cousin Andrew Lee James is nowhere around. Nowhere to be found. My second cousin Andrew Lee James, where are you now? My girlfriend's greyhound has a much bigger penis than me. My girlfriend's greyhound has a much bigger penis than me. If we were made for living alone, then I don't belong. I don't belong. If we were made for dying alone, I don't belong. The Lord is not my savior, you are. How about that? I'm bored of being human, human. I seen this moon inside the cinema at Spitty Road. This won't end well. The manager is ringing the bell, but I am unwell. I am unwell. The manager keeps ringing the bell, but I am unwell. The ladies on the shop floor know what to do. They know what to do in a crisis. The ladies on the shop floor know what to do. The Lord is not my savior, you are. How about that? I'm bored of being human, human. My uncle, Warren, drives a Passat.
He drives a Passat.
My uncle, Warren, drives a Passat. For you and anyone that's listening.
Good citizens of Sheffield, this is Matthias from The Burning Hell, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Well, it's a pretty nice day for a kick in the face, and if you like it so much, you should take my place. There's no ice cream on my plate. Well, laugh it in, you're all gonna get it. I get my
Ultralights, and we have played them before, I think that's their second play on The Breakdown, but they're from Atlanta. They'll be releasing their debut album, The Pleasure's All Yours, on the 10th of July. I think they could accurately be described as Pavement meets The Strokes.
I think that's a very, very good description.
Yep, and yeah, it was called Bad Feeling, and you know what? I don't have a bad feeling about that song.
God. Oh, it's good to have you back, John. Book Club before with My Uncle Warren Drives a Passat from Every Single Muscle, an album out yesterday. They are touring, and they have a date in Leeds at the Brudenell very soon. Probably hitting all the festivals as well. They always seem to be playing.
They like a festival.
Yeah. I'm going to do my Trouble Seventh first today, and it's going to be three solo female artists in a row. Later on in the Trouble, you're going to hear Tovi Lo. Tovi Lo?
Steve knows how to pronounce it. Tuvilu.
He's not here anyway. It's a song I should have played last week. That's going to be before Chelsea Rose at the end. But we're going to start off with something from Kim Petras, whose album Detour came out yesterday. This is a track from it called, what was it? This is Check It.
The gloss on my lips, check it, check it, check it, check it. In the fit of my jeans, check it, check it, check it, check it. In the make of my car, check it, check it, check it, check it. In my je ne sais quoi, check it, check it, check it, check it. Come on, check it, check it, check it, check it, check it. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it. Check the blush on my cheeks, check it, check it, check it, check it. In the voice on my phone, pack it, pack it, pack it, pack it. In the shape of my ass, check it, check it, check it, check it. In the face that I make when you wreck it, wreck it, wreck it. Come on, check it. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it. Check it, check it, check it.
on the cross. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Come on. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it. Check it, check it, check it, check it, check it. My lips, in the fit of my jeans, in the make of my car, in my je ne sais quoi, and the weight of the world, and the wind in your hair. Jesus died on the cross. Bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Come on.
The Breakdown. Treble 7.
I'm your girl, right? Love me hard, it's not my first time. I'm your you wanna hurt.
This is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
One, two, three, four. Sitting in the corner, she thinks she's on. But shut up, she's so tired, always working, always broke. That's not me, leave my home, that's not what I'm here for. I am dead, I am scared, I step out of it. Of it, I'm ready, let's go.
Ah, a wonderful way to end a 777 for me today. I didn't get one last week. Didn't have a 777, so I give the Jen a second one.
That's very good of you.
Chelsea Rose there with a track called Magical. It's her third play on the breakdown, so I don't know if we've played any new artists. Oh, we have. First one.
We have first one. First I've one got out. A few as well.
Got a few as well. But Magical is... there's no more details about it yet. It came out a couple of days ago, so that will do as part of the 777. At the top of the trio, you heard Kim Petras with Check It from her third album, Detour. And in the middle was Tovilo, however, I'm Your Girl Right is the first single from her sixth album, which is called Estrus and is out in September. So over to you, John, and you are exercising the right for your longest track.
My longest track, which comes from another album that was released yesterday. How many albums do you think Kurt Vile has released?
How many do I get either way?
Two either way.
Easy then. I'll give you nine.
Ooh, one out. It was his 10th studio album out yesterday, called Philadelphia's Been Good to Me, which, as the title would suggest, is a love letter to his home city of Philadelphia. And 99 BPM, which I'm going to play, looks back on the Philly music scene of around 10 years ago. It's very Kurt Vile. Let's say it's 10 intervals out of 10.
Okay, so we'll play this and then we'll be back. Jen, there was a song that Jen couldn't get in last week from the Anchoress, so we'll play that right on the other side of this.
What's that between friends? I don't know. Too many screens. Woo! Smoke screens, avalanches careening over the edge. What is it all in my head? I don't know. Love songs. No, it was 96 tears. And I seen you play it in your first band. That was my favorite band. Join my band on the bass. We had a lot of laughs, didn't it? But I still remember, man, we were blazing. It was amazing. You should say it was 2012, but it felt like 2014, and I know you still know what I mean. Thank you.
Yeah, 99 BPM. Or was that between friends?
From his new album, Philadelphia's Been Good to Me, and a track called 99 BPM, which I think is quite ironic, because that I think that's a lot slower than 99 BPM.
Definitely 10 out of 10 intervals there for Kurt Vile. We said we're going to play the Anchoress next. We're not.
We've changed our mind.
But we're going to play it in the second part as a second part of a double, which first features the second track by Mike D.
Yes, he's, he hasn't released any music apart from the track he released a couple of weeks ago, called, which I can't remember. I'm really sorry, I'm going to have to cough in a minute.
Are you going to cough?
Can you just...
I'll just turn you down.
Okay.
I'll turn him down. Oh, he's having a drink. So Mike D had a song out a couple of weeks ago. His first music out of Beastie Boys was called Switch Up.
I'm good now. Are you? Yes.
Are you good?
I think I am, yeah. Oh, dear.
Switch Up, John.
Yes. He's really follows a couple of weeks after Switch Up, and he's heading over to the UK in Europe this week, where he's going to play King Street Social Club in Newcastle on June the 3rd.
Okay.
So there we
Fair
go.
Fair enough.
It's very Beastie Boys-ish, I would say.
Okay, what we got, and then Damsels by the Anchoress. Oh, featuring Ease Wilder.
Thank you. listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Jen was on the show last week in the co-host seat, and that was the track that we didn't manage to fit in from her playlist that she wanted to be played this week, as will be your right for next week, John.
Okay.
So whatever we don't play, Steve has to play one of them, has to play it next week.
Right.
And I was happy to do that because it's a really good track featuring Eves Wilder. It's the Anchoress's second track from her new album, As We Once Were, and it's called Damsels. And it followed on from Mike D, his second track, What We Got. Into the last 10 minutes of this hour, let's have a new artist double now.
Indeed. And we'll start with Norman DeLoco, who are actually a band. They're based in London, newly signed to Secret Friend Records. And they wrote a song to go on the soundtrack of an imaginary Sean Baker film that was in their head. Sean Baker, of course, directed An Owner and Red Rocket and Tangerine.
Yes.
And they are now begging Sean Baker publicly to put this track called I Want a Beer in his next film, which would be nice if it happened.
So we'll do this and then something from a band called Chapter, but not spelt the right way. Tell you more on the other side.
I love you. Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Run from the things that seem to make sense into a madness sweet as piss. Pictures and all.
That's it. That's Chapter. They're a band from Chicago, and I think Dragon of Shame, their record from yesterday, is their third one. That was a track called Spook the Market. And before, another new artist, Normandy Loco.
Indeed.
With I Want a Beer.
I Want a Beer.
All right.
Which we everyone got... does in this heat.
I could go for one right now. Charlie XCX is back soon with a new album. Is it called Rock Music?
I believe it is.
I think so. Second single is called SS26. Came out last week. We didn't play it. We are now. We'll be back on the other side at 4 o'clock.
Spring, summer, 26, when the world is gone.